Brilliance Audio presents Reckoning by J.B. Turner, performed by Jeffrey Kafer. The Florida sky had begun to darken. Nathan Stone was sitting on the balcony of his Fleabag motel, dragging hard on a cigarette. He kept the military-grade binoculars trained on the relaxation area of the psychiatric hospital in the distance. The last remnants of the morning sun glinted off the razor wire that topped the chain-link fence as storm clouds rolled in from the Everglades. Nathan scanned the area again. He still couldn't see his sister. She was usually seated on one of the benches, her art materials spread out. But today her usual place was empty. Nathan checked his watch. It was 10:09 hours. She was now 9 minutes late. It wasn't like her. She loved her time outside. He put down the binoculars on the small table and crushed his cigarette in the ashtray. Nathan yawned. He had just returned to the motel room after a short vacation in the Keys. It had felt good to kick back, fishing out in Florida Bay, drinking a beer, enjoying the blood-red sunsets, hauling in the marlin, building campfires on beaches. The silence, the stillness, the solitude. The smell of the fresh, salty air on his face as his boat sped through the waves. He was free again. The tension had begun to lift. He'd even managed to spend a couple days down in Cujo Key. Shades on all the time, baseball cap pulled low. The sound of rattling from the faulty air conditioning unit in his room snapped him out of his reverie. Nathan knew the motel room was crummy. It had, however, served a crucial purpose. It had been his hideaway since he had returned to the States 6 weeks earlier using a fake ID and passport. The motel's location meant he was close to his sister, and the fake ID meant he wouldn't be found. Nathan knew they would be after him. The operation in Scotland had gone south big time. What had started off as a straightforward hit on a senator had turned into a full-blown shitstorm, where he had become the hunted rather than the hunter. He learned that the shadowy organization that hired him, the Commission, had compiled a kill list of leading politicians and business people they deemed to be working against America's national interest. And he had passed that list on to a leading journalist, Mark Mahoney, at the New York Times. But he had no idea what had come of that information. He hadn't kept a copy of the list. He just passed on the encrypted details. Nathan's thoughts again returned to his sister's whereabouts. A sense of foreboding washed over him. Had something happened to her? Had she been moved while he was away? It was possible, he supposed. The thought alarmed him. He loved his sister. She was all he had. His mind flashed back to his childhood. When they were growing up on the Bowery on the Lower East Side, their alcoholic father had beaten them till they were black and blue. That was until his sister stabbed him to death. Nathan was still haunted by his death. Even after all these years, the look in his father's eyes as she plunged the scissors in time and time again. But Helen had saved him. He owed her. She had been incarcerated in the psychiatric hospital for decades. He made sure she got moved to the state-of-the-art facility in Florida City on the outskirts of Homestead. He could rest easy knowing that she was in a safe, nurturing environment, unlike the hell they'd endured as kids. The minutes dragged, and still no sign of Helen.